maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ang pagbagsak ng ilang bilang ng mga tanyag na Australianong brand ng kasuotan ay nag-highlight kung gaano nagiging mahirap ang kondisyon para sa maraming mga retailer. Ngunit hindi lamang ang malalaking pangalan ang nahihirapan. Habang ang iba ay bumaling sa internet upang mabuhay, ang iba ay nagbabala ng pagkawala ng komunidad kung hindi mamimili ang mga tao sa mga maliliit na negosyo. Sa ulat ni Ricardo Goncalves na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Dalawampu't limang taon na si Nick Brown sa negosyo ng fashion retail, gumagawa at nagbebenta ng sarili niyang mga gawang kasuotan sa kanyang maliit na tindahan sa arabal ng Surrey Hills sa Sydney.
Look, I'm getting by. That's fine. But I'm getting by because I own the shop. If I had to pay a market rent for this shop, I don't think it would be worthwhile at all. And it's so unpredictable that it's kind of soul-destroying because you want to be a little bit more creative, but you're just a little bit averse to taking any risks.
Ayon kay Ginong Brown, dahil sa pagmamay-ari niya ang pwesto ng kanyang tindahan, ito ay nakakatulong na mapababa ang mga gastusin, ngunit ang mga mamimili ay hindi pumapasok sa kanyang tindahan.
People don't walk in. It's one thing if they want to walk in and not like what they see. You just don't see people walking in. You kind of see this look on their face where they just don't want to be distracted by what's on the side of them when they walk up the footpath.
Ngunit sa hindi kalayuan, si Michael Nichols ay kamakailang inilipat ang kanyang active wear brand na Teammate sa isang mas malaking lugar na may mas malaking bintana sa harapan para sa kanyang mga tinitindang suotin para sa mga aktibong lalaki.
We kind of got a little lost in the other space. But look, it was great for 6 years. But this really gives us a whole different level of exposure. Foot traffic basically.
Sinabi niya, ang mas mataas na renta ay nababawi sa kanyang lumalaking negosyo online na bumubuo ng 50% ng kanyang benta.
Online has had big growth for us this past year, about 30%. I think that's because we're getting more territories. Look, basically the US is our biggest market, then Europe, and namely UK, Germany, Spain, and France.
Matapos magsimula 4 na taon na ang nakalipas at pinaikot ang kanyang unang kita noong nakaraang taon, sinabi ni Paul Zack na may-ari ng isa pang active wear brand, ang BCNU, siya ay magtutungo sa kanyang orihinal na plano na pagbebenta sa online lamang.
It actually helped us reduce our operational cost by about 30%, which is money that we can reinvest back into the product development. I guess the biggest benefit for us as well is that we move away from doing two big production or two big collection launches a year. So we used to follow these sort of spring, summer, or autumn, winter seasons because we were entertaining predominantly a wholesale retail business.
Sinabi ni Ginong Zack, siya ay nagulo sa hindi inaasahang demand mula sa mga retailer upang maglagay ng kanyang produkto sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo.
It is a good thing, but we weren't prepared for that. We didn't necessarily have a fully fledged wholesale retail sort of strategy. We hadn't identified who would be the, you know, what sort of agents would work with the brand or would best represent the brand. And as we started to get focus and attention, we literally adapted and changed accordingly.
Tulad ni Michael Nichols, pinasok ni Paul Zack ang negosyo na nakisabay sa kalakaran ng pagtitinda ng mga active wear o damit para sa mga aktibong tao.
The conclusion that I came to was that it was a growth industry forecasted to grow. In 2012, it was forecast to grow to $126 billion globally by 2015. I sort of went into this through my own frustration of just not being able to find stylish sportswear.
Habang maraming mga retailer ang nag-iba at nagtutungo sa pagtitinda online, ang ilan tulad ni Nick Brown ay nagbabala na ang kapaligiran at karisma ng komunidad ay maaaring mawala kung ang kanilang mga lokal na negosyo ay hindi susuportahan.
People would love to live in the inner city. They think it's got more vibrancy and everything else. But part of that is a streetscape. Part of it is small shops, little florists, whatever it is, bakeries. But if you're just going to continue to shop in the big shopping malls, these little places will just become, well, they won't last. They'll just become police signs.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.